Hey, Daddy. I have to keep my voice down because I'm in my office. But don't worry, I locked the door. And it doesn't look like my boss or really any of my coworkers are coming in. But who comes in after the day of Halloween, right? I mean, people are usually up trick-or-treating late or out at the bars, so looks like I might just be the only one here. But like I said, I'm going to lock the door just to make sure nobody walks in on me. But and I'll just keep my voice down just in case I didn't see anybody. But I thought I'd give you a call. And you must either be out somewhere or in a meeting. So this is why I got your voicemail. But I was feeling really, really horny. I know, right? What's new? So I thought I'd give you a call and see if you were available for a little phone time. But I might just have to do this myself since you didn't answer your phone. Oh, gosh. It was so fun last night. This is what I was thinking about that got me aroused as I was sitting here. I was thinking about how I surprised you when you came home from work, and I had already dressed up for Halloween, and I was wearing that little kitty outfit, you know, the one with my cute little ears, and it had this little tiny black skirt with it that had a tail attached, and yeah, gosh, Daddy, I think even though I was standing there answering the door with a bunch of kids, your eyes lit up when you saw me. I can just imagine what you were thinking. But, yeah, so, and then you made your little kitty your special treat later that evening. Oh, it was so fun, Daddy. My favorite part is when you told me to leave the ears and the tail on. Oh, my goodness. And then you kind of pushed the candy bowl off the table and set me up there and started eating me out. And, oh, Daddy, your warm, hot tongue on my clit is my favorite thing. I mean, I have a lot of favorite things. Like, I love pre-cum, you know that, because that's my little treat. But when you make my little kitty your treat, oh, Daddy, that's so good. Shh, I have to be, I hear something. I'm going to be quiet for a second. Oh, that was just the air conditioner kicking on. Okay. I thought somebody was outside of my door, but it was the air conditioner. Oh, good Lord. Okay. So anyway, I'm sitting in my office chair and, I'm just going to spread my legs a little bit. Good thing I wore a skirt again today so I can just get right under there without having to unbutton my pants or anything. But I'm just going to play with my clit as I remember how you ate me out, Daddy, last night. And I guess wherever you are when you finally hear this message, I hope you start playing with your cock because it's always fun when I can imagine that we're coming together. Oh, God, I'm already wet. I swear, these days, it doesn't really take much now, does it? But it was so fun because after you started eating me out, then I just surrendered, Daddy. I just laid back on that table. I put my feet up, and you just went to town. Apparently, I was your candy. I was your treat, and you have for such a good boy, Daddy. I know it's funny that I'm calling Daddy a good boy, but you are just so good at eating me, Daddy, that I just have to reward you as well and tell you how good you were. I mean, it's only fair, right? You always tell me how I'm such a good girl for you. So it was amazing how you were just swirling your tongue around my clit and just teasing me, Daddy. Just with the tip of your tongue. And my little tiny clit was just getting swollen and achy. But I really, really, really wanted you to look down further to my little hole, my little kitty hole, and just swirl your tongue inside of me. Because that's really the best part, when you slide your tongue inside of me. But my ultimate finishing move that you always do on me, that I love, is when you slide those two fingers in me, play with my G-spot while you suck my clit. Oh, and Daddy, I love when you take your spare hand and just reach up and entwine your fingers with mine, and you hold my hand when you eat me out. Oh, I love it. I feel so connected. And it just feels so good to be cared for like that. Oh. I'm just getting even more wet as I sit here. God, I hope, oh Lord above, I hope I don't get a wet spot on my chair. I'm gonna think it's leather, it'll wipe off, but wouldn't that be embarrassing if, like, I get juices all over my shirt? I think it's not a fabric chair. Yeah, these are the things I worry about when I'm masturbating. I know. Oh, what are you gonna do with me, right? But, so after you were eating me out, I needed my treat, Daddy. And when you unbuttoned your pants and let me pull your dick out of your underwear, oh, I just saw a couple of those little drops right on top. And Daddy, what did I do? Do you remember? I used it as my chapstick, didn't I? Gives a different meaning to the term lip gloss, doesn't it? I just let my lips just drift right over and painted myself with it before I opened my mouth and sucked you deep. But Daddy, you didn't let me finish you there, did you? No, you wanted to fuck me. And I'll tell you the truth, Daddy, I needed that fucking. It had been a long time since I had that hard, wonderful cock right inside of my little kitty. And it was so, so good. Daddy, I was kind of a little tight. And you just spread me open and sank inside, right on our kitchen table. It was so good, Daddy. My little hole is squeezing right now, just remembering how I tried really hard to grip your dick. Oh, that little hole loves to be filled. And my little kitty loves all the cream you give her. That was her Halloween treat. Oh, goodness. I really can't believe anybody's not here. This is like, I don't ever get a chance to do this in the office. I'm always afraid that I'll be overheard. But this is awesome that I get to play before I have to take that Zoom meeting in about 30 minutes. So, oh. Are you playing with your cock for me? I hope so, Daddy. Because I'm just going to keep talking to you until I come. So this might be one of the longest voice memos you ever got, but don't worry, I think I'm going to come soon. But to remember to keep my voice down. Because I don't, you know, these walls are really, really thin. I might have to get one of those, I don't know, sound machines that I see some people put outside of their offices. But you know how I am, Daddy. I don't think it's gonna quiet me down. Oh, I just have a tendency to scream for you. But I try so hard to be quiet and good. But one of these days I'm gonna really let myself go for you in the office. Wouldn't that be fun? If I drew attention. People heard me coming. Can you imagine? I wonder what my coworkers would think. But I guess, you know, I could say it's a well-being initiative. Oh, it's my break time. I can do what I want, right? Oh, gosh. But can you imagine how good that would be if I can just, anybody could lock their door and just take a few minutes to come? Oh, gosh. My hips are starting to move faster in this chair. I know, I always wonder if some people in the office actually masturbate, because not actually in the office, but just in general, because I tell you, Daddy, sometimes these people that I meet at work, they just, I think they need to come back and talk to me after they've been fucked good, because turn that little attitude right around, you know, but I know that I have the best attitude, because my daddy fucks me good every day. And Daddy, I know that I am so good for you. So I make sure that your attitude is good too. Oh, gosh. Oh, this little pussy is so wet. Oh, my little kitty is dripping. No, that's what you kept calling it last night, didn't you, Daddy? Your little kitty. I like pussy or hole. We talked about this before. Oh, you know, also I like to be called a little muffin to munch on. Oh. But Dad, I do have to tell you that you look so sexy leaning over me on that table as you fucked me. It was hot, Daddy, watching your arms ripple. And that eye contact you were giving me, Daddy, as you just slid in and out of me. I was worried we were going to break the table, but I felt safe with you. I knew you wouldn't let me fall on the ground. Now, fucking me across the table, that could have been a problem, but I made sure to hold on tight. Oh, gosh. This little clit is so ready. It's so hard, Daddy. It's just sticking out between my little lips, just pouty, and just like, oh, it's loving all the little circles I'm giving it. How's your cock, Daddy? Is it dripping? I like when my daddy drips for me. No, it makes me know that I'm doing my job. And it makes me know that I'm making you feel good. And I love to please you, Daddy. Mm-hmm. Oh, I do. I love being your good girl. Oh, and I love leaving you voice memos, because I know they make you feel good when you listen to them during the day. Or at least that's what you tell me. Oh, Daddy, I'm getting closer. I hope you're getting closer, too. Oh, fuck. Oh, this feels so good. I'm such a naughty girl doing this at work. But I'm sure you'll give me a reward later for being good for you. So even though I'm not being good at work, I'm being good for Daddy. Oh, I'm getting close. Oh, I'm so fucking wet. Are building, Daddy. I can feel them coming from my toes all the way up my legs. Oh, this little kitty's clenching, Daddy. It wants you so badly. Oh, oh, Daddy. Oh, 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 here it comes, Daddy. Oh, Daddy. Oh, Daddy. Oh, God. Oh God, I can't believe I hopefully you enjoyed that too. All right, I'm gonna go out to the bathroom and clean up a little bit because oh, there is a little. Yep, the leather's wet. Well, fuck. Okay, let me go take care of that. You have a good day, Daddy. I'll talk to you later.